Bill Parsons with a nice little redo or do-over, or I guess just cover of the She Blinded Me with Science, a little Thomas Dolby track here on 90.3 KMBA. That's from Bill's album Special Delivery. New music from a very cool band, Humming House, the title track of their companion disc. Jeff Buckley with Everyday People. Shoegaze from the fabulous Brittany Howard and Alabama Shakes. And we started out with new music from His Golden Messenger. It's 8:26. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday morning. My name is Danny Preston, and very pleased to welcome a couple of guests in this morning. Thursday, for its first Thursday, so that means we're only, if I read my calendar correctly, we're only one day away from First Friday. We got some big doings coming up, so I want to introduce, first of all, David Holthouse. David is a curator of public engagement at the Anchorage Museum. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And a very special guest from the Sami region of Norway, way up north. Sami rapper that's in town for a very special occasion. Slynn Craze, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
And Slynn Craze, now I'm going to call you Niels.
Yeah, that's okay.
Niels Utsi is Slynn Craze. So first, I guess we should set up and say why Niels is here. So David, what's the big deal at the museum tomorrow?
Yeah, well, this summer the museum started filming for a documentary project on indigenous hip-hop artists across the circumpolar north. And we met Niels.
And not everybody really knows there is such a thing, because I didn't.
I know. It's incredible. And transcending great distance and at least a dozen languages, there are a lot of common themes in their art. So that's what the film is exploring. But we met Niels at Ritu Ritu, which is an indigenous music festival in Norway in July, at which a number of Alaska Native artists were performing. So we were there mainly to film with them, but we met this guy and interviewed him and had him rap for us, and we're just blown away. So we're like, we got to get this guy. And
heard you're coming to Alaska.
Yeah, we got to get him to Alaska. So this Friday at 6:30 at the museum, Niels is doing a curated conversation, which is he's going to be joined by Philip Blanchett of Bumula.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to talk about the use of indigenous languages in pop music forms and how that can sort of sustain threatened languages. And then Niels is going to, we're going to try and talk him into doing a little rapping for the audience.
Okay.
So that's all first Fridays at the museum are free, and that's at 6:30.
Okay, tremendous. And it is so fascinating to be an observer of the great renaissance in our indigenous languages, and I don't know so much about the Lori 48 or certainly of Inuit languages in Europe, but here in Alaska there's just been this brilliant nothing short of a renaissance in languages. But we think of it in cultural context, and here we are thinking of pop culture too, so that's pretty exciting. Now, Niels, you're from Norway, from the reindeer herding company, country of Norway. Let's talk for just a brief minute for folks that aren't familiar with the Sami culture. Just give us, we're going to explain this big, fabulous, great culture tradition in 30 seconds.
Oh, shit. Basically, the most easiest way would probably say that the Sami are basically the Native Americans of Scandinavia and Europe. They are located in the Arctic regions of Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. I don't know. I don't think that's the brief story.
So your English is better than many Americans that I know. So I assume you speak Norwegian too.
Yeah.
But you don't rap in either of those languages.
I do rap a little bit in English and Norwegian as well, but Sami is my main language that I rap in.
Okay. How does you? I know that you have had a lot of different influences with your work, and I know that you're a big Eminem fan. Talk about, is there a certain kind of an attitude that's got to come across in hip hop or in rap that translates a little bit differently in your indigenous language, or is that a piece of cake?
I think it's a piece of cake. I would say it's really not. Of course, when you grow up listening to a lot of American hip hop, you kind of are inspired by the attitudes, especially when I was young, like in the early 2000s, 50 Cent, The Game, all these rappers coming up. You kind of get that kind of attitude, I think, and then you bring that attitude into your local area. So when I rap about stuff, I'm not rapping about being from the hood or selling drugs and stuff like that. So I'm really just rapping about what I see in my daily life and my surroundings, really.
And you really integrated some positivity into your own life with rap music, and you do some presenting too at schools back home. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I started rapping because I was bullied a lot as a child, so I found myself alone in my room a lot of the time listening to hip hop music, and so that's kind of when I started rapping. I wanted my music and my persona or image to be display positivity. So I do travel a lot in schools in Norway and talk about bullying and the effects it can have on a child's life and even later on when they grow up. And so, yeah.
Okay. Need positive role models in our schools for our young people.
Definitely.
It's 8:32. Our guests this morning are David Holthouse from the Anchorage Museum and the rapper Slim Craze, Niels Utsi, who's from the northern ranges of Norway, Sami village of Masi. Am I pronouncing that right? Masi, okay. And Niels is going to be performing and presenting along with Pomulus Philip Blanchett tomorrow for First Friday at the Anchorage Museum. 6:30 again, right? And David on that? Okay, so it's going to be lots and lots of fun. Great way to spend a Friday evening. Arctic hip-hop superstars. A curated conversation. Okay, I know it's early in the morning. I know, but can you give us a? You want to? Are you up to giving us a little taste?
Sure, I could. It's not a freestyle, but it's a verse I have on one of my songs that I like really, really much. It's called "Suchtadit," which means arguing. So, I'm gonna see what I can do here. Hey. Både spartin deikka sami, min deliga lennu valki hi läkal vatis just de yoga mai mi vaile hi kafti hala zogeli jede matkusti stora digga gaibi di lägo hema stacha vaidelit, ha? Min grodi hete etno skarre bisse hito se vaibu di mutta kun jorda lägaibi di hänet muuta etno hacho de min doivu le ahte eise valdi tando se valdi mispo min refti ja min etno mit si makka shotne tu, de go bentna gin gatcha bati gotchen du wala muu kent mushin muutun järi läkko don sami lösh muun happening in dosten rekta dacha muun manja muspon vasti din lens on doskeli blam, hey.
You know, this is, thank you so much. This is one of those moments. A lot of times we stream our guests live on Facebook, and I'm so bummed we didn't have that because just it's fascinating to watch you too. And I wish folks could see over the radio. Okay, so what was that about?
It's really the song itself is about relationships between Sami and Norwegians and how much basically racism it is. Not only towards the Sami, but even the Sami people are racist towards the Norwegians sometimes. So that's why it's called arguing. So they're always arguing. And so in the first verse of that song, I'm just dissing my own community, the Sami people. And the second verse, I'm dissing the Norwegians. So it's a political song. Yeah.
Yeah. Political dialectical tension there of the two forces. So how in mainstream Scandinavian or European culture, how are your recordings or your performances received?
They're received very well. Like one of my strengths, I feel, as an artist is that, of course, I rap on a language that not many people understand. So whenever I'm in a studio, I have to make sure that the music reflects the emotion that song is going to portray. So whenever I play, I have a lot of people telling me that they can understand it even though they don't understand a word, but they can feel the music, they can feel the emotion. So it's received well, and that's a blessing, I think.
Tremendous. This is your first time in Alaska, is that
right?
Yeah,
definitely first time this far.
Where to from here? Just straight back home? Are you world tour?
No, I was in London before this. So after this, it's Christmas time and holiday, and yay.
Okay. Well, of course, you got all the reindeer there. You got to have Christmas, certainly. So,
Santa Claus lives there, so.
Right. So back home, Santa Claus lives just north of of Copenhagen, I guess, or Denmark. Well,
Yeah. It's way more up north.
Way more than that. Well, we've got the North Pole here in Alaska, but that's maybe a different North Pole. Okay, Niels Utsi is Slynn Craze, and you can catch him tomorrow. If you like that dose of indigenous European rapping, be sure to check it out tomorrow night, 6:30. At the Anchorage Museum. Anything you want to add before we cut away here?
Yeah, sure. I'm also playing a show at Coots on Saturday. The doors open, I guess, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So if you want to catch a full concert with me too, so that's a possibility.
Okay, Coots on Saturday, tomorrow, Anchorage Museum at 6:30. Niels, thanks so much for joining us on the Morning Line program. David, thanks for bringing Niels in. Anything else you want to add?
No, man, just thanks for having us on. And just like the connections between the people across the Arctic are incredible, and that's represented in his music.
Okay, thanks so very much. First Friday coming up tomorrow at the Anchorage Museum. You can find out more on the World Wide Web at anchoragemuseum.org. It's 8:36. Coming up, River Wireless and Willie Nelson with Snoop Dogg.
And smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look 'em in the eye. I didn't come here and I